Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Police have found a 13-year-old girl after she was feared kidnapped yesterday from her home in Portsmouth. A Portsmouth police spokesman says the girl was found alive and that an Amber Alert has been canceled. He says authorities will issue a statement with additional details later today. The girl was Catherine Botello. She was reported missing by her mother, and a witness saw someone matching her description leave the family home with a man driving a red car. Police say their investigation is ongoing. Rhode Island's pension fund earned a return on its investment of a little more than 11% for the fiscal year ending June 30th. But as Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis finds, State Treasurer Gina Raimondo is still sounding a warning about the pension plan.
The 11.1% earned by the state pension fund is a big improvement over the 1.4% return of a year earlier. Still, Rhode Island fared a bit worse than the 12.5% earned by the country's largest public employee pension system, CalPERS, over the same period. The performance of the $7.5 billion pension fund was discussed during a meeting of the State Investment Commission. In a statement on our website, State Treasurer Gina Raimondo credits the commission with implementing a strategy that strives to deliver long-term returns while minimizing risk. Yet Raimondo says that despite a major reform in 2011, the pension fund continues to pay out more than it receives each month. She says the pension plan has a limited ability to withstand another major financial crisis like the one in 2008 and 2009. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
In Attleboro, a judge yesterday delayed a probable cause hearing in the murder case against former Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. Prosecutors asked for more time to present their evidence to the grand jury. Hernandez attorneys objected, saying their client is being forced to stay in a jail cell while he waits for court proceedings to move forward. Hernandez has pleaded not guilty to accusations that he orchestrated the killing of Odin Lloyd, his friend and a semi-pro football player living in Boston. Patriots coach Bill Belichick is finally speaking out about the murder charge lodged against his former player. Belichick promised to learn from the experience and extended his sympathy to the family of the murder victim, Odin Lloyd.
I extend my sympathy really to everyone who's been impacted. Young man lost his life, and his family's suffered a tragic loss, and there's no way to understate that.
Belichick says the Patriots will take a look at their process for evaluating players, including character evaluations. Patriots owner Robert Kraft has said he felt duped by Hernandez, seeing no signs of violent behavior around the clubhouse. Team captains, including quarterback Tom Brady, are expected to speak with reporters later today. And the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit to force the Rhode Island Board of Education to talk about standardized testing. The lawsuit filed yesterday alleges the board broke the law when it failed to respond to a petition seeking to bar the use of standardized testing as a requirement for high school graduation. At an announcement about the lawsuit, East Greenwich parent Jean Ann Giuliano said she questions the use of the state test, especially for students like her son who has special needs.
There are questions about the validity for any child that has any kind of language-based limitation. This could be language processing issues, developmental disabilities, English fluency. Yet this is the test that's going to determine one of the most important milestones of their life.
Rhode Island's graduation policy requires public school students to show partial proficiency on a test of math and English. State officials have defended the policy in the past, but declined to comment yesterday on the lawsuit.
I'm talking with George Marshall, who is the executive director of the Rhode Island International Film Festival. Hello, Mr. Marshall.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me here.
So I'd like to start off by saying that there seems to be a film festival in every single city, in every town in this country. Why does Rhode Island need a film festival, and what makes the Rhode Island International Film Festival different?
Well, there's about 7,000 film festivals worldwide, according to Peter Bart in Variety. And of those 7,000, and this is answering your second part of the question, there's only 75 that are affiliated with the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the folks that produce the Oscars. In New England, only one festival is connected, and that's the Rhode Island International Film Festival, which gives us an interesting accolade and makes us rather unique, because what that does, we become a feeder for filmmakers who are looking to grow their art and, frankly, build a career. So unlike a lot of the festivals that you're talking about, a sidewalk festival or a rooftop festival. I mean, you can come up with any type of name you want. Plus, there's college exhibitions as well. What separates us out is that we had over 5,000 entries this year. And from those entries, we'll call about 200 for the main festival. Since we've had the Academy qualification, the thing that's interesting is we've had 29 films that were discovered at our festival that went on to nominations, and we've had 6 wins. Last year specifically, actually in February, 3 of our films were vying against each other for Best Short.
So who is the Rhode Island Film Festival for? Who is the audience?
We like to look at it this way. We're a filmmaker-friendly festival, so our first audience are the filmmakers. We had 227 filmmakers register with us last year. They come from all over the globe. I mean, this year we've already charted people coming in from Australia, New Zealand, India, China, Japan. Those are the ones we know about right now. The audience members are people that love film. It's also people that study film. And it's also people that just looking for something different from the Hollywood norm. I mean, audiences are looking for something different. And I can tell you the people that have discovered the value of short films or the documentaries we show or even independent feature films, they discover that it's been designed and curated with them in mind. As a matter of fact, the people that actually work the festival that decide what films we show are people right in the community.
And what sorts of criteria are you looking for in a film?
Well, the whole point behind it is storytelling, just as what you're doing here. It's telling a story. So how effective that film tells that story, how engaging it is. And that doesn't have to be a strict narrative. It can be an experimental film. It could be a documentary. It's how it engages audience. And truthfully, it's totally subjective. It really is. I mean, what you like and I like may not match at all, but that doesn't mean we're wrong.
And so how do you come to terms with people who may have 3 very wildly different opinions of this?
Another judge.
Okay.
Yeah, so if something's skewed, for example, I get a film that it has the worst rating ever, saying this thing is just horrible, they should bulk erase the digital copy. And the other one says, oh my God, this was so brilliant. Then you get someone to balance it. And we do that.
I'm talking with George Marshall, the executive director of the Rhode Island International Film Festival. In this year's festival, do you have a film that you are especially excited to see?
Actually, that's a tough question because we have so many wonderful films. There's over 200. Our opening night is always a salute to the art of the short film. That's actually in the past has been where the Oscar nominations have come from. Not by design. It's just what seems to be a good program. There's some sweet films there. But some of the things I'm really proud of in terms of this year's, I'll give you one. We have a young kid coming from Canada. His name is Joe Procopio. And Joe has been with us since the age of 9. He's now 19. Every year he is with us. Every year we premiere his work. Joe is giving us what we consider his graduation film. So he started with our kids programming. He is now going to be an opening night film, and we think this will be his last short film because the next one will be his feature, or so he promises me. It's an amazing piece. It's 9 minutes. It's called Sunday. I can't tell you how proud I am.
And what is Sunday about?
It's just a love story. It's a sweet little love story of 2 disaffected people that come together. It's a feel-good film. And Joe was able to pull all the stuff out from here. He wrote it here in Rhode Island. So I'm very proud of that.
Finally, is there any local Rhode Island talent that's being showcased this year that you'd like to highlight?
Actually, there's a lot. We always focus on Rhode Island talent, and they're always mixed in with films have come from international sources. Got a couple. I've got one, a student who's been with us now since he was a freshman at the University of Rhode Island. He's giving us the world premiere of his master's piece from Chapman University. Yeah, I'm really proud to bring him back because the last time he showed a film with us, this was his senior project at University of Rhode Island. He won the top prizes there. And as our reward, because we actually provide packages to all the colleges, we give scholarships, we give awards, film screenings, passes, everything to all the schools in the state that ask for it. So people don't know that, but yeah, we're very ingrained with the school system around in the region. And so anyway, he's coming back. The last time he was here, we ran his short film in front of a John Ratzenberger movie, and John was here. It was a world premiere called the Village Barbershop, and John was here, and we showed a student film, a Rhode Island student film, in front of John Ratzenberger's feature. Yes, we will have Rhode Island films all over. We will be doing a piece with Steven Feinberg, the head of the Rhode Island Film and Television Office. His directoral, first time in a long time he's done a directoral piece, it's on the Pell Grants. So it's a documentary on the Pell Grants, and we'll be doing a special focus on that because we think the dialogue on that needs to continue.
Again, I've been talking with the executive director of the Rhode Island International Film Festival, George Marshall. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And could you tell us when the festival will be taking place?
The festival takes place this year on August 6th, and it goes to the 11th, so that's a Tuesday to a Sunday. Locations across Providence, and actually we have satellites in Tiverton, Jamestown, and Woonsocket.
Well, again, thank you for your time, and we look forward to the festival.
Thank you so much.